Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful conversation tonight, and we're in a somber mood today after the Virginia shooting, as the Republicans practice for a congressional baseball game that's been going on since like 1908, and the money raised goes to charity. And there's talk about, was God present in that? And I will get into that. We had two heroic police officers that just, if it wasn't for them, 25 plus could have lost their lives. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Steve Solis and his family, as he has been listed as critical condition in the hospital. Trump went to see him last night and give him the thoughts and prayers of the White House, Republicans, Democrats, and the whole nation and the world. Bernie Sanders chimed in because the shooter was supposedly a volunteer of his on the campaign. Also, Fort Worth, Texas police officers, they went to the most bizarre 911 call, but it turned out to be an amazing blessing for a World War II vet. I'm going to get into that. Also, believe it or not, Ripley's is back on the conversation, folks, because Hazmat Cruz had to be called out to Disney after geese pooped on a guest. True story. Just like when I went to that parking lot to see the circus and saw the bearded man and the giant midgets, and it was just, hazmat team for geese poop? Really? What are they feeding the geese in there? Who knows? I'll get into that story. Also, a shopper in Phoenix, Arizona finds a bullet in her avocados. I would think even a .22 would go through an avocado. So how it got lodged in there, we have no idea. The story is kind of vague because it really doesn't say what size bullet it was. Was it a .38? It looks like a 9mm. At best, maybe a .22. Well, that's where bullets come from, folks. If you didn't know, now you know. Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. Ephesians 6:12. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day-to-day, and welcome to the conversation. And what a conversation we've got for you, folks. The congressional baseball game is going on as scheduled, so, life goes on, and what an amazing sight to see yesterday with all the heroics and everything going on, and the two police officers, Crystal Ginger and David Bailey. Without those two, if anyone was to tell me was God at that baseball park that day, I believe in God, but he was there at that park. No two ways about it. 25 plus people could have died. And guess what? No one was killed. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all those involved, because even if you were not impacted or shot or hit, you were going to have trauma. I mean, I remember I was staying at my parents' house one night, and I woke up and I just got this weird inkling to look out the window, because we have like some windows, and when you step on this ledge that's kind of like has a railing to look over from the second floor down to the entrance, I looked out one of those windows and I saw people walking. I'm like, okay. And I went downstairs and I looked, and they were walking down, the sidewalk in front of my parents' house, and went down the driveway like they owned the place. And I'm like, what the heck? And then when they started to go into the cars, I thought I would have broken the windows that they have on both sides of the door. Bang, bang, bang. And they took off running. And I called the police, and that stays with me to this day. I like, you know, I'm always looking out windows, and like when I come downstairs and there's windows open and I can see out, it freaks me out. And it wasn't even a gun involved. And what I told the officer, I had the feeling that these people were just kind of like, hey, they just go around, and if they leave a door unlocked, they see what they can take out of an unlocked car. They're not breaking in. Well, they didn't have anything on them. They were just opening doors, and when the one didn't open, they went to the other car. No, I'm talking, they went to one of the doors at one of my mom's car was locked, and when it was locked, they didn't try to break into it. They just went to my dad's truck, and when the door opened, there was anything in there they can have. I don't care. It's worthless. But so my thoughts and prayers are with all those affected by this. And when you look at a Bernie Sanders supporter, and Bernie Sanders is one, I mean, that guy's the most anti-violent person. He wants no guns, and he's, you know, he's, of course he's going to come out against this. But the problem you deal with in this situation is, I love watching Stuart Varney, Varney and Company on Fox Business Network. I watch him usually when I'm off and I have him on in the morning. He's great. And he said it amazing. He goes, they have a thing where Snoop Dogg, there's a video where they mock kill Trump. You have Kathy Griffin that holds up a mannequin of Trump's head, bloody, like it was decapitated. You have that New York play where it's a Julius Caesar thing where they mock stab a guy that looks like Trump. And you have the Berkeley College incident in California where they allow violence. You allow this kind of stuff to happen and you make it acceptable, this stuff's going to happen. You know, you need to sit there and say, okay, folks, you need to have Democrats come out. Nancy Pelosi wouldn't do this, but okay, yeah, we had rioters during the election when Trump won. And let me tell you, they're all getting 25 years in prison with no eligibility of parole. Maybe it might do something. You can protest saying, hey, I didn't want Trump to win. And you're peaceful about it. And after a week or so, you say, okay, time to move on. This is what scares me in this country, and it really does, because there's no constitutional basis for these travel restrictions being struck down. The president has the ultimate authority to say, hey, I want to protect our citizens. I have a feeling that they're going to try to impeach him on something that Obama's done, that George Bush has done, that Reagan's done, that Clinton's done, that Kennedy's done, that Nixon's done, that Carter's done. And they're going to find some Mickey Mouse judge to say, well, that's not constitutional. Now they're trying to say that, well, they have people that are saying he obstructed justice. You mean like bleaching emails and breaking servers and deleting servers and bleaching the server and the emails and smashing and breaking cell phones. If that's not obstructing justice, yeah, what is? But then again, this travel restriction that Trump's trying to impose, Obama did the same thing for the same reasons. And it was perfectly okay. It was okay. I mean, these people on the left with this Virginia shooting sound like the mayor of South Park from like episode 2, where they're up, right now we have kids on that mountain. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Man, you can edit this, right? Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Right now we have kids on that mountain. Oh, no, oh, screw it. Let me start over. 2, 1. And it's live, right? You know, it just seems like there's, yeah, we need to come together as a nation. If he hadn't been shot, if no one had been injured, you wouldn't be saying this. I feel like you're saying what you have to. If you're truly being honest, I'll apologize for the first time I've ever heard that out of your mouth. But I mean, I don't know. I just, it's hard to trust people that bitch at a Trump care, a Trump health care bill. Well, we can't see it. We don't have the ability to read the Trump care. That's not fair. Well, what do you mean? What are you bitching about? You didn't read Obamacare and you passed it. And now there's all this stuff that, well, these people in this town are going to be totally affected by this Trump care and all this stuff. I'm like, there's already towns in Obamacare that don't even have an insurance company in the exchange. So they, okay, you're going to get fined if you don't have insurance, but you can't get any because there's no insurance in the exchange. Makes a heck of a lot of sense, don't it? I think it does. But how the cookie crumbles. You know what? Like the tweet that Donald Trump said, because I follow him on Twitter. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. The realkyle.com, whatever, I don't know. Just Kyle Walker. I'm not like the real Kyle Walker or anything. I'm not like as cool as Donald Trump. But he said this. He goes, Crooked H destroyed phones with hammers, bleached emails, had husband meet with the AG before she was cleared, like, hey, we declared that you're cleared of all this stuff and there's no wrongdoing. And they talk about obstruction with me when there's nothing. All they have is, and what it is I guarantee it's just they're making this a lot of this crap up. And if they're not making it up, they're going to find a way to take something that is not obstruction of justice and find a way for some judge that they're going to pay off to say it is and try to get Trump impeached. Just because he's impeached doesn't mean he's going to be thrown out of office. That's what you people don't realize. Bill Clinton was impeached. And so was Andrew Jackson, the only two presidents. Nixon resigned there, Hillary Clinton. But hey, what you have here, folks, is there needs to be some responsibility. Yeah, that's the big if. You know, I mean, there's even people talking about banning guns. I'm like, well, okay, so how did this gun kill somebody? It didn't kill anybody. This guy did what he did. I have a gun, and I pray to God not to Like I told my mom, I pray to God I only have to shoot it down at targets. I mean, they'll tell you this. True story. I talked to a guy one time and he goes, let me ask you something. This is, I think, in Vermont. What would you do if a guy had a gun to your head? I go, I don't really know what I'd do. I think I would do this, but... And he goes, well, you got a pretty good answer, because until you have a gun to your head, you have no idea what you're going to do. You may say, oh, well, this one I'm going to do, man, I'm going to be... Nah, you don't know. You don't know. You have no clue. I mean, I was always taught to take a half second and think. Okay, like, just like when you do like CPR, you like, I forget what it is, like you look, listen, and something else, I think. There's like three things. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've had CPR training. But anyways, when you do, you know, I would take a half second look. Okay, who is this guy? Do I look threatened? Does he have something? Is there, you know? And then, okay, then I can try to make a judgment call. That way, I'm not like, well, you know what? He had a hammer in his hand, and I thought it was a gun. No, okay. Yep, he took a hammer and he lunged at me and I had to protect myself. You know, guns don't kill people, folks. The majority of people have conceal and carry permits, and most of those don't cause crime. You know that most of the criminals are the ones that do the shootings and stuff with the guns, and as a criminal, you can't get a permit. Also, yesterday, in the early morning hours in London, a high-rise went up in flames. The toll is up to, it's over 12 people. And London officials are saying that a company that renovated the place spent 12.5 million pounds on the renovation, doing nothing to increase the safety by putting in like a, you know, like a fire escapes or anything like that, or sprinkler systems or anything. They say a lot of that money was cosmetic. And what they're believing is the stuff that they used on the outside and some of the stuff they did to make it very cosmetic and make it look beautiful actually caused the blaze to go faster. It was like gasoline. As soon as it caught fire, bang, it was gone and out of control. And the London and the UK government is looking into the other buildings that were basically renovated in this fashion to see if they can prevent this. Because they are finishing work in Kensington and in Chelsea with places that had the same type of renovation, and it's pretty scary. Because to spend 12.5 million pounds and not really do any safety upgrades. So, the cause of the blaze, as far as we know, from what I've read from the Canadian Broadcasting Channel, and I've watched the BBC, they really haven't said, last I looked, that they've had a ruling on what was the main cause. They're not saying it's not terrorism. So, you know, it's whether it was electrical or something like that. Our hearts and prayers go out to them, and there were donation centers and stuff. Like, they had set up donation centers and churches and mosques and all different places, and some of them had to turn away donations because they had so many pouring in. They just had no room for all these donations, and there are so many people in London that are opening their homes and houses and everything to all those people, and it's just the way it should be, you know? The way it should be. You know, you can get a lot done when you come together. This is crazy, because this is in my back. This is in my backyard, basically my second home, because I lived in Indianapolis for a while. This is very recent. I'm just getting this over the wire. Several shots were fired at a truck flying a Make America Great Again flag and an American flag on the highway in Indianapolis on Tuesday, Fox reported. This is happened on Tuesday, but it's just now getting reported. Yeah, but, oh, we're the problem. We're the problem, folks. Because the media is saying it's okay. It's not okay, folks. How many, we didn't do this to Trump, to Obama people. We just laughed at him. No.
Didn't do this at any of her rallies or any of his supporters.
No.
We didn't do this to Bernie
supporters. No. But the problem is it was all those Hillary supporters that were trying to incite, make us look bad. When you're the ones that are bad. It is. It is. It's sick. What does America come to? What does America come to, folks? I don't like the flag you're flying, so I'm going to shoot a gun at you. I saw a guy that had a bumper sticker that said, like, you know, dump the GOP. And I'm like, I'm all for that. Let's get a new party, you know? The GOP replaced the Whigs party. Now let's see if we can get one that actually cares about America. And we can get rid of the Democrats too. And get people that are actually in government for the people that actually are supposed to be there. And get away from this double standard world of, well, this is bullcrap, because we're not even allowed to look at the health care bill. Well, you didn't look at the health care bill that Obama brought forward, and you passed it anyways. What's the difference? Maybe we can get past this. Well, if Hillary Clinton was president, we would have to get rid of James Comey. But since Trump is president, how dare he get rid of Comey? He should be impeached because he fired the FBI director. How dare he do that? Oh, but Hillary Clinton would be praised for firing him. You know, fire everyone in D.C. and start over. I mean, where's this world coming to? I mean, I never remember growing up having, some political differences, but I don't remember, you know, I didn't know about Walter Payton or Larry Bird, what they thought about Reagan or whatever. I mean, I grew up in a time that was different. When there was no PC, when grandpas would give you a candy cigarette and take a lighter and light it for you. Now, when you pretend inhale, man, make sure you get a bunch of that confectioner sugar in your lungs. Attaboy. Attaboy. Now, it's going to be hard on here, but you need to practice mock ripping off the filter, because that's for pussies. Nowadays, you'd be like, can you believe this? A grandpa got a 9-year-old kid and lit his candy cigarette with a lighter. That grandpa would be thrown in jail. The kids would be taken away from the parents. You know, when I was 6 years old, Dad, can I have a swig of that beer? Sure, go ahead. And you take a swig. Yeah, it's gross. Of course you're not going to like beer at 6 years old. Yep, nah, there you go. Different times. I don't remember warning labels on crap. Okay, we knew tiny parts could choke you. We knew that wood burning kit with the 6-inch cord could set things on fire. You had two types of parents. The one that if you got burnt, they would hold you. Oh, Timmy, don't worry, Timmy. Oh, it's going to be okay. Or the dad, they'd be like, I bet you that dumbass don't do that shit again. Excuse my French. But you learn. Screw the Stanford-Binet test. Put a creepy crawler oven where you can put those, remember those little things that you could put like those plastic pellets in, and when you melted it, it came out, had like an ornament, like thing, and it got up to like 5,000 degrees and you could burn yourself. Yeah, when you got burned once, you learned not to get burned again. You know, like that one post my friend put up, it had all these college graduates and it goes, congratulations on successfully passing the easiest part of life. You know, and as a good French chef said one time to me, he goes, you know what? He goes, you'll learn more by screwing up than doing it right. Well, that didn't work. Let's try it again. And it didn't work. And then you, okay, let me try this. But that's just how it is. Not now. There's no common sense. So you're against this travel ban? Yes, I am. I'm against this travel ban. Well, sir, it's not really a ban. He's just, you know, blocking people from coming into this country from certain areas of the world for 6 months. Now, but I'm still against it, man. That's not right. Well, let's have a part of your place. Well, you ain't coming to my place. How do I know you're safe? How do I know you're someone that, you know, how do I know you're not going to rob me, shoot me, or whatever? Oh, so you want to check me out to make sure I'm good before I go to your house and party with you? Yeah, hello? Well, you're basically... Then why wouldn't you want to do it with America? Well, I want to do it with America. We should make sure that the people coming in here are safe. Well, you just said that you're against betting. And here you just said a second later, oh yeah, we should screen people before they come in here. There's no common sense anymore. You can't have common sense when 6 months ago, it's all about fire Comey and now it's about keep Comey. These kids don't know what to, they can't think for themselves. They just go off of the rhetoric that these people on the left are telling them. And their rhetoric changes every 5 minutes. Professor, why did you guys as Democrats want to get rid of Comey when Obama was in office, and now that Trump's there, you want to keep him? I'm confused. I mean, I love it. I have a toolbox that I have all my knives and stuff in from school, and it has a sticker that says, "Dare to think for yourselves. Do your own math." Like Glenn Beck always used to say, don't take my word for it. Prove me wrong. Look me up. Look it up. Prove me wrong. Think for yourselves. That's why. Think for yourselves. Don't just take someone's word for it. Democrats, don't take someone's word that if you light match to a gasoline, it's going to explode. Try it for yourselves and see what happens. Just kidding. Don't do it because you probably will. Then I'll be sued. Welcome back to Fox News. As a Blog Talk Radio host told Democrats around the world to don't take people's word for it and light a match to gasoline to see what happens, and millions dead and they all burned up and now their families are suing. Remember, folks, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. We got to get over this. We got to get over this idiotic hump. I'm just like flabbergasted. I mean, they had to call hazmat out to Disneyland after geese pooped on a guest. I want to know what the heck they're feeding the dang geese that they had to get hazmat out there. Hello, folks. We're going to have to quarantine this area, folks. We got a guy that got pooped on by a geese. Yeah, we're going to have to tear up about 7 feet of this concreted area around here. Well, 7 feet deep, you know, a 30 by 30 square foot area. We're going to have to do soil samples and everything. We're going to put your husband in quarantine. He's basically going to have to be euthanized because, you know, he's contaminated, and I mean, I don't get it. Now, I've heard, like, with those kind of geese, some of that poop and stuff can, like, if you step on it and you keep tracking it, you know, just like any feces, you can get some bacteria, but usually... Okay, well, you get pooped on. Wow, you just change shirt and there you go. No, but still, it's just, I just think it's like overboard. I guess they said there were like 20 guests impacted. But still, I don't. But they do say foul play was not suspected, folks. But still, I don't know. Call me crazy, but that's just kind of like overboard in my opinion. But hey, what do I know? What do I know? A shopper, you know, finds... I mean, this is weird stories. You know, you got the hazmat crew at Disneyland. You got a shopper finds a bullet in avocado... In Houston, police have suspects in custody after they find $1 million worth of meth lollipops. An estimated 6 million pounds of meth-filled lollipops were seized Tuesday morning in a Houston area home, and suspects are now in custody, investigators say. The suspects, Yvonne Mick and David Salias, put so many narcotics inside the vehicle that they were trying to flee and they couldn't even close the back hatch, said Lieutenant Ruben Diaz at a press conference. Deputies were called by a neighbor to respond to a burglary that led to the arrest of the two people stealing the meth pops from an alleged meth dealer's home. Investigators are looking for others that may be involved in the operation. They're concerned that the products are already on the street, Fox 26 reported. The lollipops found carried an estimated street value of over $1 million. Dallas News reported that depending on the size and estimated street prices for each lollipop range from $20 to $40. Thea said the meth-filled lollipops appeared to target children. Photos from the Harris County Sheriff's Office Facebook page showed the meth lollipops were colorful and shaped and in shapes of Star Wars characters, butterflies, flowers, and bats. The other part of the investigation is going to try to figure out who was actually making them. Lieutenant Diaz said, stating that he believes the two people in custody were making the lollipops. Both suspects face a charge of possession with intent to manufacture or deliver a controlled substance. To me, those lollipops, I wouldn't think they'd be designed for kids. I would think they'd be a way to try to get them so that, okay, that way you can deal with them and probably less likely to get caught. Hey, have a lollipop, man. Right on, man. You know, you just after a while seeing a guy with no teeth and like wrinkly skin and look like he's 90 when he's only like 23 wanting lollipops. Then things would be like, okay, something's going on here. Because these homeless people that have no money and are panhandling with no teeth and look like they're 90 when they're 25 are trying to get these lollipops. Let's go investigate them. I wouldn't think they'd be for kids. Because I don't know if many people know the fates of he's done songs like My Mississippi and many, many great hits. I love Jeff Bates. He's done The Rainbow Man. He's done Long Slow Kisses. I Want to Make You Cry. But he basically was going back and forth to Nashville trying to get a deal. And he was exhausted one night. And the guy goes, here, take a hit of this. And didn't know what it was. And when he hit the pipe, it was a meth pipe. And he had all this energy and stuff. And he got to the point where he was selling everything, even cherished family heirlooms and stuff, just trying to get money. And he's come full circle and he's recovered. And he's written songs about his addiction and all this. And like, they'll tell you, you're an addict to the day you die, no matter what. But in the process, he didn't know, and he was up for like a day and a half on that stuff. And imagine if a kid got a hold of that, that'd kill him. That's why I really don't think it was designed for kids. I think it was designed as a way to try to make it to where you couldn't tell what it was. That way people could have meth, you know, as a way to try to disguise it. Now, it didn't really say, like, if it's, yeah, this is obvious, it's not lollipop. I mean, this is, I mean, who knows? Got about 18 minutes left in the program, folks. Wherever you're listening around the world, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you're just joining me, we're talking now about in Houston, they found over $1 million worth, 600 pounds worth of lollipops that are meth-laced. And they kind of believe they were intended for kids, but I'm like, I think that'd be too much to for a kid and bang, bang, die, you know? I think they're more designed to try to find a way to discreetly, you know, make them so that they can't be... so that they can't be easily detected. So, I mean, I don't know. I saw, they don't tell you all about it, but I saw how they, 90% of what they do to make it, and they leave out key steps and all this stuff, and it's like, okay, wrong. Why would you put that in your body? I don't know. But this is some good news for someone like me who's the last man standing. If you love that show, CMT might actually be bringing it to the air. Yeah, I love that. That's one of my favorite shows. And they brought back, I guess ABC canceled Nashville. And guess what? Nashville brought it back on CMT. Nashville came back, I meant. So, there's a good chance that they're in preliminary talks to bring that show back. I'm loving it. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. Because that's a hilarious show. The Texas police, I want to get into this. This is the most heartwarming 911 call ever. Texas police buy new AC for World War II vet following his call for help. Fort Worth, Texas. Fort Worth, Texas police officers were just a few hours into their shift when they responded to what was considered the lowest priority 911 call. But when the officers got to the elderly man's house and saw it was 85 degrees inside with a broken AC unit, they knew they had to help. At 95 years old, Julius Hartley may be a little bit difficult to understand, but his infectious laugh says all you need to know about this World War II vet. Hartley woke up Thursday morning, drenched in sweat. His old AC window unit had stopped working. Unsure of what to do, he called 911. Officer William McGurris and Christopher Weir responded to Hatley's Fort Worth home just after 8 a.m. The men took one look at the disabled unit and quickly came up with a solution. I talked with my partner and talked to the gentleman and said, look, we're going to help you out. I'll be back in just a bit, I promise you, Magola said. The officers went to Home Depot to buy Hartley a new AC unit. Officer Weir snapped a photo of his partner at the checkout counter. Weir shared the picture on social media. The kind gesture quickly spread online. They didn't have to do that. Officers don't make that much. That's what we do. That's how Americans come together. Just like those officers in Virginia. It's just nice to see that there is people who still care. There is common sense in this world, folks. Just like that pitcher my wife bought me with a fan in the bottom to cool my drinks. I still can't figure out. All it does is make them get fuzzy and didn't really cool the drinks down at all. But it's the pitcher with the fan in the bottom, the beer pitcher with the fan in the bottom, you know, from Mr. Obvious. You know, some people don't get Mr. Obvious, but see, that used to make fun of stuff like that. Now there's actually people like that in the world. Now my producers call me a dork, but it's okay because she's my wife. She can call me that. I can accept that. But I mean, we have people in this world that are like that. That, well, I don't know what went wrong. I got my wife peanut butter, and I couldn't believe when I read it after she ate it. It contains peanuts. She went into anaphylactic shock. We had to get out her pen. But hey, what do you know? What do you know, folks? See, in my day, we were smart enough to know that, okay, if you got a firecracker in your hand, you got to throw it as soon as you light it because it might explode. You know, they're called bottle rockets for a reason, because you put the rocket in a bottle before you light it. You don't hold on to it. Things like this, we understood. Hey, you know, we watched Wile E. Coyote and realized, heck, if you run off a cliff, you don't suspend for 5 seconds and then can run back. When you run off a cliff, you're going to just go straight down and plummet and die. We didn't have to watch Tom and Jerry and wonder if we're going to... No, we knew that was a cartoon. We had some common sense. I'm just glad I lived in the I grew up in the generation I did, where you were outside and did stuff. You know, whether it was tag or hide and go seek or squirt guns or whatever. You know, riding BMX bikes, going out and playing in the creek, whatever. And we didn't worry about stuff. I mean, in my parents' backyard, we used to go camp. I'd be afraid to camp. I'd be afraid to put a tent and camp in the back of my parents' backyard. We used to do it all the time as kids. We never worried. I remember one of the, and this is all, I don't even know if this can even be done that much anymore. One of my favorite things to do as a kid was we used to turn on AM. And just try to go through the dial and see what kind of stations we could pick up. We were I'm in Indiana, where Purdue University is. And we've gotten Canada, we've gotten AM stations from Canada. I've gotten St. Louis station, where they were doing the St. Louis Blues hockey game once. That was what we did before internet. I don't know about any of y'all that, you know, that are like 40 or 50. I remember one time I had a little Walkman radio and I was listening to it, and I got a Washington, D.C. radio station on AM. And it goes, you're listening to so-and-so 1420. Washington, D.C., and it was only for like a few seconds, maybe like 5 seconds, 6 seconds, whatever, and then it went out. But those were the days. Simpler times. You didn't know everyone's political belief. You didn't have people coming out saying, you didn't know, every person wasn't coming out shoving their political belief down your throat. That's just celebrity. But hey, wow, I want to get into some English Premier League here, folks, because Let me see if I can find the guy right now. I'll tell you, you should look him up. He's great. Where is it? It may not come up because he was live. It's United Stand on YouTube. He does live shows, and like when the games are on, he'll talk about what's going on with the game. You can't see the game, but he'll do commentary on it. And he's just doing some stuff on the Premier League and stuff about United and different things. And like, he believes that De Gea is not necessarily gone. He's still at United because he's been on the retaining list, but he could still be taken, you know, by Real Madrid. The big question now is there's a lot of people that say that is Antonio Conte going to stay at Chelsea? Hey, his first year, he got a Premier League title. Well, there's evidence that he's like, now what can I do? I've reached the pinnacle in 1 year. You know, it didn't take me 2 or 3 years to make it to the top. I made it 1 year. Where can I go from here? I can't accomplish any more than what I already did. Well, you could stay and win 7 or 8 championships. This could, you know. But there's talk that he might, okay, in 1 year I got the Premier League title, so I can't go any higher. I can't do any more. Can't be more successful for the team. No, you could win a Premier League title and the Champions League in 1 year. You could, who knows? But there's talk that he might say sayonara to Chelsea. But I am excited about the Reds agreeing to transfer Victor Lindorf. He's from Benfica. He's been accepted. He's signed on. He's an official member. He passed the physicals and everything. So it's exciting to see this transformation happen and see what's going to happen. There are some people that claim that, you know, why should we have him? He's winner of the Jimmy Murphy Player of the Year Award in 1990. He was born in Belgrade, but represented Sweden at the under 21 and under 18 levels. And he spoke on Man United's Paddy Kervin show about Jose Mourinho's latest recruit. He's just one of these players that I think he's got heart. He wants to be better than he is. He wants to improve. He's always constantly wanting to be, you know, he's been incredible at Benfica. He wants to better himself. He has a very positive attitude. He wants to be number one. He wants to do what he can to get to be number one. And it's about a team. You know, it's like, well, I could be the best player out there, but if, you know, I can't win the game. You got to know where person A and person B and person C are. So he has been on the big scene, won league titles, and played Championship League football. He's been there. He's done it. It's not like we're getting someone that's okay, folks. You know, he's been in the reserves. He was on a relocation zone team, never really done anything. This guy's played with the best in the championships. And he knows what it takes. He knows the determination. He knows the dedication. Barring what seems like inevitable injuries that they've had recently at United and in many clubs in general, you know, it's something that it's going to be interesting. I mean, I guess one of the big things that got to me was when I heard that Antonio Conte might consider saying bye-bye to Chelsea. I just, like, wow. But then again, I guess you could have that belief that, hey, I've done all I can. I made, you know, can't go any further, can't do any more, so. It's just one of those things that, for me, I would want to see what you can. Okay, yeah, you've won a Premier League title. Let's see how many you can get. Let's, you know, maybe you can leave your mark as one of the greatest managers at Chelsea, besides Mourinho. Who knows? I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation wherever you are listening around the world. I don't take you lightly, folks. I thank you so much for the hour you let me have. With 90 seconds left, you have common sense. You think, you know? Just a little moment of silence as I'm just, I want you to keep Steve Scalia in your prayers. You know, think about him. And it shouldn't take 9/11 to unite this nation. It shouldn't take Virginia to unite this nation. Okay, when I grew up, you may not like Jimmy Carter. You may not like Reagan, but you respected him because he was the president. You didn't have to worry about someone burning you down because you or shooting at you because you disagree. Change is going to come in this country for the good, and it's got to come from us and not allow this rhetoric and this crap from the left to infect this nation. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other in our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night, everyone, and God bless. Goodbye.